Welcome back to Title Talk, guys. I'm here with our boy LB and Gronk Nandez. You know what? It's a bad week. It's a bad Sunday. Hate to see it. Hate to see the Patriots just absolutely decimated on the road. My day's ruined. My yesterday was ruined. Football was ruined for me. Today was ruined for me. I'm sure LB feels the exact same way.
Oh, yeah. I tweeted after the game that I was going to play Red Dead, and I wasn't joking. I didn't watch football the rest of the day. Some people quoted me, like, talking shit, like, ho-ho, Pats fans can't take a loss. It's like, yeah, you're right. I can't. Like, maybe you guys are okay with it, but I was pissed. That was just horrible. And somebody was like, oh, you Colts fan is like, can't take an L. It's like, yeah, sorry, I'm not used to it. Like, you guys taking – that was bad, man. That was bad.
I know personally, I was sitting next to Viz like, man, what the fuck? Brady fucking missed James White on this play. And I was so pissed. I was just in class thinking about all the shit that happened. My teacher's going on and on. I'm just like, fuck, man. Dwayne Allen sucks. Landon Roberts is absolutely terrible. I'm just shitting on the team in my brain while I'm in class. That's all I did today.
I like how you just said those two guys because I can't even tell you what they do. I think Roberts made one play yesterday. Roberts had one play that sticks out. I think he made a nice play in the backfield, but he had that play where on the goal line where my coach used to say this, just throw your purse at him next time. And it's so true because, man, like anybody that's ever played even like any type of football, Pop Warner, whatever.
That was bad.
That was really bad. He didn't even reach out for him with an arm. He just let him run right by him. And you said Dwayne Allen, he got manhandled a couple times yesterday.
He got absolutely flattened on one play. You know what's funny is like all year when the Patriots are playing good and Dwayne Allen will make a block and it's like, oh, did you see that? Did you see that? There it is. That's Dwayne Allen.
And then Bryson's a fucking idiot.
And then you have games like this where the Patriots actually like need a fourth or fifth option and he can't even be that. And he absolutely gets flattened on one play and allows a sack. And I just love to see it. There's crickets on that play. It's like, well,
I love Dwayne to see Allen. It.
Oh yeah, Dwayne Allen. Yep. Yeah, who cares? Yeah, pretty tough assignment for Dwayne Allen, the greatest blocker in the history of fucking the world.
The greatest blocker and ever born. He brings a lot of value to a team.
He really does, man. Also, there's a Jacob Hollister sighting. I think he might have gotten hurt after that, but
yeah, man. And then he had that drop, and somebody was like talking shit to me, like you said they should go to Edelman, and I think it's just like a white guy thing. People see the white guy on the field and he drops a pass. They're like, oh, Edelman blew it. It's like, no, that was Hollister. I don't know what Hollister does. I don't know how he made the team. Another man, it's going to sound like nitpicking, you know, but some of these guys and some of these losses that they've had, and they've had three, you can look back on that Jacksonville loss now too and be like, wow, that was a very winnable game. Jacksonville is not a good team. They got beat up yesterday by the Colts, and the Colts, I mean, we saw what the Patriots did to the Colts. They just suck on the road, man.
Yeah, an interesting Mike Lombardi take from a couple days ago on GM Street. He was talking about how you can really, like, when you evaluate your team, you look at how they play on the road, and that's how you evaluate your team. That's the way Belichick evaluates his teams. And so far, the Patriots, not very good on the road, man. I know they're without some players, but we're not going to shit on the Patriots for too long, but like for me, like the Patriots, there's been a whole lot of excuses for the Patriots offense. Like, oh, they're missing this guy. They're missing this guy. These guys are hurt. Granted, Trent Brown and Marcus Cannon, like I think there's like some like conspiracy theories, like biological warfare on Trent Brown and Marcus Cannon, because Trent Brown got absolutely violently sick, I guess, at the beginning of the week. It probably was throwing up during the game, came out. Marcus Cannon was hurt. Waddle came in the game. There's a play where Adrian Waddle and Marcus Cannon were both looking at Tom Brady in the backfield. I took a still shot of it. But the offense has Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman, James White, Philip Dorsett, who needs to play more, and Chris Hogan is actually getting open for what it's worth on some plays. And Brady's just not looking his way. They have Sony Michel, who Twitter tells me is great. So why isn't the Patriots offense good? Like, there's just been a lot of excuses for the Patriots offense, and I don't think they They had one bad game, but man, especially 34. Brady in this game.
34-10. Come on. Yeah. That's brutal. Bad. This throwaway, you know, man. They went to Detroit, they lost 20-10, and that felt bad. They lost at Jacksonville, which was, you know, I think they put up 20 points in that game. Yesterday was bad, and they had Josh Gordon, they had Edelman, they had White, Sony was back. And if I can touch on something, I know that you're a big Cordarrelle Patterson guy. I think he should have gotten some carries yesterday, you know, because Sony just didn't really have it. I know, and it's not Sony's fault. They didn't even try to establish the running game at all. I just thought he looked kind of slow a couple times. Maybe it was the field, but, you know, both teams play on the same field. I hate those grass fields, by the way. I think every team should have those grassy turf fields. That's just me, like the Patriots have. But Sony didn't look good. I mean, the offensive line got completely manhandled from start to finish. Mason's going to be nice to have back. At least they get Mason back. I hope that helps. But, I mean, you could tell me better. Did Karras have, like, a bad, bad game?
He didn't have a terrible game. I know for sure he had a couple bad plays, but he wasn't absolutely terrible. I don't think he wrecked the game for the Patriots. I think the tackles were a lot worse, which is surprising. Strong point for the Patriots this season.
Yesterday was ugly, man. I mean, there's so many things to go over. Just forcing the ball to Gordon. I know Brady got hit a lot, and I know a lot of fans get, like, terribly outraged. And you say, man, Brady had a great game. And they take it like, how dare you? This man has done so much for this franchise. Wait till they have a rookie in there. It's like, dude, well, we don't have a rookie in there right now. We have Tom Brady in there. Okay? Like, he's a guy that's been doing this for a long time. And the week before, we saw him do it against a pretty good Packers team. We saw him have a pretty good game. I thought that was one of the worst games Brady's had in a while. There was tons of pressure. The pressure reminded me so much of the 2015 championship game versus Denver, where it just felt like they were in his face all day long. And it's just, you watch the line, you could just see the line getting pushed back all day. You could just see it. It was just one of those days where nothing went right. I remember one play stood out on special teams because one guy that's always reliable is Matthew Slater, where he ran down the field and the guy was kind of blocking him a little bit, but he kind of wasn't paying attention and the ball bounced him through the end zone. And I was thinking, that is symbolic of how this day has gone. Matthew Slater's not even ready to go. Then you have some issues on the road. And like you said, if this is the football team they are, then I don't think people should get upset. When people say that they could have a problem on the road in January, I think that's a legitimate concern. It's not just overreaction at this point. At some point, you are what you are. Like Bill Parcells used to say, your record is what you are. And what they are is they're a 7-3 team. That's a good record. But they have 3 losses on the road. They didn't play great in Buffalo either.
They for sure didn't. And the thing about the Josh Gordon thing you're talking about, it wasn't just like Josh Gordon. There was just probably 7-8 plays where Tom Brady was just like, hike, throw, absolutely terrible read. First play of the game, you got Patterson and White in the backfield. White gets absolutely dropped. I'm surprised he stood up from that. Patterson's wide open on the right side, by the way. Brady doesn't even look his way. There was one play where James White's wide open. Tom Brady just hikes, throws it up to Josh Gordon and double coverage across the sideline. Like, it was just one of those days for Brady. Logan Ryan said that they had Tom Brady confused. I mean, I would hope so, by the way Brady played. I think it's true.
I hope you're right. When you say that, that actually gives me some hope. I hope he was just confused. And, you know, that happens. That happens in the NFL. Mike Vrabel, he's a guy that knows how to pressure Brady. They did it in the divisional round in 2016. And Brady actually had one of his worst games of the year that year. He threw 2 picks. And it was kind of a rough day for him. They wound up winning, going away. But it wasn't Brady's best day. I think Vrabel just knows how to pressure Brady. And it was just a bad day all around. Not a good day at the office for the Patriots. Not a good day for the fans either.
Not a good day at all, LB. So first thing I want to talk about, we just got into a little rant. We just shit on the Patriots. Probably all we're going to shit on.
Yep.
Because Boston Meat is going to shit all over the Patriots.
They got 2 weeks.
So we're not going to – we just had about 7 minutes of it. That's going to be it. All right. So if anyone follows us, which if you're listening, you definitely follow us on Twitter. Yesterday, Tony Dungy tweets out, Titans going to upset the Patriots, which we start trolling them, which now is not a very good look. But we copy-paste Tony Dungy, okay? So no big deal. Just copy paste Tony Dungy. It's just a regular thing of Fast Chat. I wake up at 1:30 in the morning, bro. My account is locked from suspicious activity. Like, I want to say automated activity they worded in. So I personally am going to believe with 99% certainty, Tony Dungy, and it wasn't just me. Like, you got locked. Mech got locked. A bunch of few people that did this copy-pasting got locked at the same exact time. So we all got locked, and I definitely think it was Tony Dungy. And the reason why I think it was Tony Dungy, because he was replying to tweets that responded to him about the Titans-Patriots. I know for sure he saw all these tweets, and he was like, ah, fuck these kids. I'm going to report these kids as spam. And he reported us as spam. He got us out of there.
He got us. Got to tip my hat.
I was like, okay, Tony, it's fucking on. You thought it was on before. I totally forgot about your ass until this game this season. Now it's on. Every week it's on. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to cook up some shit. We're going to do it.
Tony Dungy, what a – that guy is such a fucking bozo.
He's
such a bozo with his weird-ass, pointy-ass ears. You know, he's just – he's fucking ugly. I'm ugly, so I've told you. I can call people ugly. He's fucking ugly, okay? I don't like him. I don't like his face. He's just got such a face that, like, you just want to, like, punch him in the side of the head. He'll probably report me for a threat. So I heard
you get arrested in 3 hours.
I probably will.
What happened? What happened? Oh, Tony Dungy sent us this 30-second clip of this podcast. You know,
hey, be good for the pod, right? I'll take one for the team. I don't mind. You know, I might have some problems in prison, but listen, we won't talk about that. We'll stick to Tony Dungy. I'll be like, oh, what are you doing here, kid? You don't want to talk about it. You know, he's just such a bozo. This is the 2007 Man of the Year. And he's just like, he gets offended by like everything. Like, and this is the same guy who lied about Spygate for years. He used to say like, oh, well, the Patriots, I never recorded team signals. And then in 2017, he comes out, not to mention he compared stealing signals to Barry Bonds using steroids, which is just like,
Jesus.
Yeah, that he's that type of bozo, and he compared it to that. And then a couple years later, he's like, well, you know, what we did was we wrote down the signals with a pen and paper. Like, what, dude? He drilled the Patriots for years for recording, and then when he came out and he finally admitted, he said that they wrote it down with pen and paper. Like, is this guy on drugs, man? I swear to God, he's on drugs. He is not right, man. Like, he's just a fucking bozo. And then, like, he was all against Michael Sam coming out of the draft, which is whatever, you know. Maybe it would be a distraction to a team. He was a coach. I wasn't. But he supported Michael Vick, you know. Like, dude, you're supposed to be, like, this religious buff. You're all about equal opportunity rights and shit. And he's totally against a gay player. Like, come on, man. He's just... I think he wakes up in the morning and he just doesn't know what the hell's going on anymore. You know, like, that was a big moment for him yesterday. He was able to take down a bunch of accounts, a bunch of Patriots fans for copy and paste. I got to be honest, I muted that conversation. I figured people were talking shit. I didn't realize he responded. You know what he said to people?
No, he didn't respond to our threat, I don't think, but he was responding to various – I looked at his tweets. He was responding to various people that were questioning his Titans pick. So I can assume that it was fresh on his mind, and he was on Twitter at the time, and he's just like, oh, look at these kids. They think they're smart. No, fuck this. I'm reporting all of them, smart ass.
Like, he's a regular Matt Chatham. I'll show them.
I'm calling the cops.
I was in the NFL. Let me tell you something. I was an NFL coach for a long time. I think I know a little something about football. Excellent analysis, Tony. That guy is such a bozo. Holy shit. What a fucking clown.
Yeah, it makes it worse that he was actually
right. It makes it way worse.
But you know what? I don't think it was because he actually thought it was. He's just like, let me pick an upset. What's fun this week? I'm going to pick the Bengals over the Saints. No, that's not fun. How about let's do the Patriots? And how about I just do that every week? I'm going to do that. That's Tony.
Like, if he's taking a victory lap, okay, good for you, pal. He said, I had to pick an upset. Like, they forced him to do it. So it's not like he put them.
Gun to his head.
Exactly. He didn't pick them with conviction. Like, this is it. Patriots are going to lose. I just know it. I can feel it in my balls. Oh, he said he had to pick an upset. So he picked an upset. Like, big deal, pal. Do you want a raise? So he must have got a kick out of reporting a bunch of people for spam or a bunch of bots.
Nick Wright thinks so too as well, by the way.
Nick, oh yeah. Oh my God. Nick Wright was probably so proud last night to see Patriots fans go down for copy paste. He was probably so happy. Him and Tony Dungy probably jerked each other off in the bathroom.
Oh man. The absolute worst thing about this week is we just talk a little crap about Brady, but it's not his arm. I don't see any less strength than Brady's arm. Like he'll float a couple balls, but I think he's always done that. He has a pretty tough arm when he's like that throw to Josh Gordon. That was a pretty tight throw, pretty far throw. He has a very strong arm in my opinion. It's not Brady's arm that's gone. It was just his mind. He got beat. It's just one of those days yesterday. And now everyone in the media is coming on Brady's arm. Max Kellerman, Brady's arm.
Gotcha.
What did he say?
He called it a wet noodle. Wet
noodle. Brady's arm. Did this guy ever watch Peyton Manning? Jesus Christ. Peyton Manning literally almost got Emmanuel Sanders killed one time in playing the Rams when they were back in St. Louis. Do you remember that?
Of course.
Emmanuel Sanders almost died because Peyton Manning threw him an absolute hospital ball. Like, I thought he was dead. I was like, oh, man, this man is dead. This man is – Brady never throws passes like
Look,
that.
Look, Wes Welker, all I know is I'm pretty sure that, like, he has a colostomy bag now and the only thing he can eat is soup from the years he played with Peyton Manning. Manning, have you ever seen Not Another Teen Movie? Please tell me you've seen that movie.
Yeah.
You remember Marty?
I've seen it.
I'm sure you remember Marty.
I don't remember in specifics.
The kid, they're up like really, really, they're up big. It's 42-0 or something in the fourth quarter. And they get like the little kid with glasses out there, the nerd. You know, it's supposed to be like the Rudy moment. So he goes up, he throws the ball up and the kid gets ripped in half, but he caught the ball. And you know, like the quarterback gets benched for it. That was literally Peyton Manning's career, just getting dudes like ripped apart, putting his balls on people's heads. He was Peyton Manning, man. You know, the guy was just his arm was dog shit for quite a few years. It got a lot progressively worse. I mean, when Peyton Manning fell off, it was you could just see it. He had nothing on the football. Even in his year where he had a bunch of touchdowns, his arm didn't look great. Even the 55 touchdown year, his arm didn't look great. Brady's always had a better arm than Manning. Maybe prime Manning, he probably had a pretty good arm, but I don't remember like him ever being, you know, being.
Nah, Brady's always had a better arm. I remember in those Denver years. Do you remember how many plays where you'd see like Logan Ryan or Denard? You'd see him like the ball would be floating, and Logan Ryan, they don't teach those guys in the Patriots to turn around and intercept the ball, but the ball would be have a punt hang time on it. And you'd be like, oh my God, it'd be like a horror movie watching the guy walk into the house and just getting murdered. You could just see Logan Ryan's, he's beat, but he could not be beat if he just turned around and intercept the ball. It's absolutely a punt, but somehow it made it there every fucking time.
Dude.
Peyton Manning, Jesus.
Peyton Manning, his arm was, to me, when I think of a noodle arm, that was it. There was a couple passes where on outs, Brady didn't have as much like mustard on it, but. Overall, that's not the problem. That's really not the problem at all. Somebody said, oh, well, you know, the blueprint's out there. You clog up the middle of the field. Julian Edelman had 9 grabs for 104 yards, and there was a lot more for him than that. There was quite a few times where he was wide open. Clogging up the middle of the field was not the problem at all. It was like all sorts of other shit. Edelman had a great game. I imagine if Gronk was out there, we would have seen quite a few footballs going up the seams, but, you know – it is what it is. To me, Brady's arm doesn't – I'm not going to sit here and tell you that his arm is getting better. That was like – I think we talked about this on the last pod, how the closest I ever got my dad to even – he said, you know, I don't think it's gotten better. And I'd say that. It's not getting better anytime soon, but that's not a problem right now. He just made a lot of bad reads yesterday. He didn't go through his progressions. And let's be honest, over the years, that's how you beat Brady is you pressure him up the middle, and that's what they did.
That's my favorite thing about Brady. Like, Brady will just fall down. He's just like, yep, I'm not getting hurt. No one's breaking my collarbone today. I'm just going to absolutely fall down. Screw you guys. Next play. That's what I love about Brady. They're always in the game because of that.
He's tough as nails, man. Anybody that ever says he's not tough is just an idiot. Oh, he cries. Like, that's gamemanship, man. If you're my quarterback and you're out there and you take a hit that you think is questionable, bitch to the refs. I don't give a shit. I mean, it's not the best look, but whatever. What the hell do I care? You know? Get the flag, whatever. We'll move on. So people, you know, I remember somebody said, well, you never saw Rodgers do that. Didn't Rodgers flip Barr off? All Barr did was fall on him.
Yeah, he flipped him.
Rodgers would not survive, along with about 80% of quarterbacks, would not survive that championship game or yesterday. One of these things that, dude, the media sucks, man. They just can't wait to be like, oh, the cliff is here. Eventually, they're going to be right. So I guess they're just going to do this every single time.
They absolutely are. I love to see it. We're going to have, what is it, 13 more days of this? Just like, oh, Brady sucks. Yeah, Brady sucks. Patriots dynasty ends. Never mind. They're good again. Every time.
Well, they have the Jets next. And the Jets just got their shit pushed in 41-10 by the Bills, man. So I think coming up, their schedule's promising. So that's a positive.
I want to actually talk about – I'm going to talk about a couple reasons why you could probably make the case that this might have been a schedule loss for the Patriots. Now, a couple things are, number one, the week before the bye week, the Patriots have been really good usually before the bye week, which is actually abnormal. Teams – away teams before the bye week, 94-90 straight up, all right? So teams are barely hovering over 500 before the bye week when they're away. The Titans, actually, I've been saying all year, I picked the Titans in the AFC South. I thought they were better than the Jags. Thought the Jags would regress. The Titans have a good team. Mariota was absolutely better than Rodgers was. Mariota was so good. He was so good. He had so many dots. I know there was one play where Jason McCourty, I think, was guarding a wide receiver. Mariota just threw it right in the breadbasket, dude. And the next play, he hit Gilmore with a TD. He was on fire all day long. I think that's the best performance so far we've seen a quarterback play against the Patriots. He was absolutely just – he was so good, man. He was so good.
The numbers speak for themselves, you know.
Dude, he was so good. Like, people can complain about Gilmore, and that's another stupid thing. Like, you're complaining about Gilmore. You're an absolute idiot. Here's Gilmore's stats for the year, and this is after getting quote unquote torched. Mariota was just so good. All right, 4.8 yards per target. Is that good? Okay, that's good. 3 touchdowns, 10 games. That's good. 27 yards per game, bro. 27 yards per game.
You're not getting shit on that guy. You're not getting shit on that guy. You're allowed to have a bad day.
He had one bad game. Corey Davis was absolutely balling. Corey Davis and Marcus Mariota were – I think Corey Davis probably the best wide receiver performance against the Patriots this year, and Mariota definitely the best quarterback performance of the year. You guys could tip your hat to those guys. They played amazing.
I found this hilarious. So Mariota had a 125 rate. He was just really good. Like you said, some of his throws were amazing. Chase Dog can take a victory lap today. I'm kind of envious of him. He's lucky as shit. It's like, I like college football, but I'm not as into it. So we don't have these games where I watch the game and I'm like, hey, the Patriots might lose, but on the plus side, at least I love this guy on the other team. You know, he gets to root for Mariota, so he can at least take that one and be kind of happy about that. 125 rate, 16-24. He was really good. You know, 200-something yards, but I think, you know, he was so good. I found this part funny. So Darius Jennings, too, had 21 passing yards in the fourth quarter, which is more than Rodgers had in the fourth quarter a week ago. So I'm gonna love that for the rest of the year, that these Julian Edelman and Darius Jennings both had more passing yards in the fourth quarter than Aaron Rodgers. But Mariota was really good. Corey Davis is actually a guy that I thought was, like, awesome coming out of college. I loved his game. Where did he go? He went to that small college. But he put up, like, ridiculous numbers. He was a first-round pick. He's talented. Corey Davis is a talented guy.
He's a pretty big dude.
It feels, you know, Stephon Gilmore deserves to get shit for yesterday, as does everybody on the team. But the overreactions, Gilmore just sucks. I don't know. Do people even watch the games? I'm seriously starting to wonder.
They really don't, man. It's amazing. Stephon Gilmore's been – he's been so damn good. You know what the funny part is? Like, if you – like, last week we said Stephon Gilmore is better than Revis was 2014-2015, which he has been. And then he has one bad game, and then you'll get people in your mentions like, oh, cool take, bro. It's been 1 week, one game. Cool take. Stephon Gilmore actually sucks. I know you have a huge sample size of him being good. No, you're wrong. He sucks.
People, he actually the revisionist sucks. History, too, about Darrelle Revis 2014. Do people forget that he was playing like shit? His effort sucked. He showed up late for practice, got sent home. And that's when he finally turned it around. He didn't – Darrelle Revis was not playing good football. I think it was around – man, it might have been after the Kansas City loss. It was in that time period. He got sent home. He was late for practice, got sent home, and then he was lights out. But he had some moments there, too. Do you remember he got cooked by Jordy Nelson down in Green Bay? That was on the road.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, Darrelle, doesn't matter who the corner is, you're never going to have a flawless season ever. Cornerbacks need to have – what's that called? Short-term memory. When you're a corner in the NFL, that's a tough job. The wide receiver knows where he's going. The cornerback. I played corner when I was maybe my sophomore year, I started varsity on the same defense as my brother. So that was a year I always remember, and I played corner. And, oh, my God, corner is really hard. Corner is one of the hardest positions in sports. You just got to – you know, you have a bad day, you have a bad play, you just got to put it behind you. These people that want to now say sucks – somebody was saying, oh, my God, Malcolm Butler must be having a laugh. Well, you know what? If he's laughing, then he is a fucking idiot. Because Malcolm Butler is dog shit. Yesterday, he might have gotten a laugh. I don't even think he had – I think he had a pretty good game, actually. But if there's anybody out there that seriously is thinking, boy, they should have kept Malcolm Butler and got – oh, man. It just makes me want to, like, blow my brains out some of these takes. Brady has a wet noodle arm. Gilmore sucks. The dynasty is over. The dynasty was over before the 6-game win streak. I mean, how many times can a dynasty be over?
We do this every year, man. Patriots dynasty ends. Never mind. They're good again.
I'll say this late in the season, to lose by 24 was unusual. Do you know the last time they had a game like that? Lost by 24, like late in the year? I can't really think of anything. I was trying to think of it earlier, and nothing really came to mind.
The last time they really got the shit kicked out of them was last year in Miami late in the year. But that was the game was close in the score, but it really wasn't that close. They got the shit kicked out of them, and it was the same kind of game. You know, you had Howard on Cooks, you had Hogan absolutely not getting touches.
There's a shocker.
He didn't have Edelman, but I don't think it really mattered much. They sucked that game. It was the same kind of game.
It really was.
The defense was getting absolutely torched. But you know what? The other thing about the defense that I want to say is, my God, the punt and kickoff team, they sucked. That was the worst part of all three phases, in my opinion. The very first play, kickoff, huge kick return. Titans getting the great field position. They had a couple good punts. The punt team had a bunch of penalties. They just absolutely stunk, and the Titans had good position all day long. They were flipping the field on the Patriots. The Patriots are consistently starting behind the 25, consistently, and the Titans are just starting in good territory. Like, you can talk shit about the defense if you want to, but it's really hard to play defense in the NFL. It's even harder the other team only has to get like 50 yards. That's extremely hard.
Speaking of the defense,
give me points every
speaking
time.
Of the defense, you have some explaining to do, pal. How about that kid? Quoting you.
Bryce in NFL has some explaining to do. Like, dude,
he got one like it was one.
Just one of those WTP kids. Hey, man, good tweet. That's a solid tweet. And then I think yours got like a bunch. You're like, so do you?
Yeah.
Like, you're a piece of shit saying the Patriots have a good defense. He's out here dropping M bombs, but he's like, I got nothing to explain, pal. Listen here, Buster.
You know what's funny to me is I never claimed the Patriots defense was like the 85 Bears. All I said was, it was a simple question. It was, is the Patriots defense good or does Aaron Rodgers suck? Someone needs to explain this to me. And it was like, nope. Patriots defense sucks. Aaron Rodgers is good. You're wrong. Okay. Oh, okay. None of them are true. All right.
Adds up.
You got it, pal. I see.
That is solid logic. I don't know why you don't use that logic. You take so many W's. You can just be like, well, hey, look. Patriots defense didn't suck. Mariota was just great. How about that? You know, Mariota,
yeah, exactly.
Mariota the god. You know, Mariota's a talented kid, but The defense. Everybody just can't wait to shit on the Patriots defense. Even Patriots fans, they love it. Like, did they look? The offense fucking sucked.
That's terrible.
It's funny how we say we weren't going to shit on them for too long. It's just impossible not to. Everything comes back around to it. I mean, you got some explaining to do, Bryson. Like, I don't got to explain nothing to you. Fuck out of here. Explain to you. It's like, did you watch the football game? The special teams were just atrocious. That was just, oh my God. That's a terrible loss because they played so bad in all three phases. And Belichick would be the first person to tell you, you know, you can't win football games that way. You really can't. Just a bad game. Holy shit. I still can't believe we saw that yesterday. You know, everybody wants to take their shots at Gilmore. Let them have their couple weeks. You know, I'm so used to this by now. You know, their shots at Brady, shots at the defense. Bryson, you got some explaining to do. Dwayne Allen threw a block yesterday in his 84 plays. You know, he's thrown four blocks all year. You better explain that one to me because, look, you're in the name of the game now where – you're doing your pod, and you're going to have takes. You're going to have takes every single week. So kids like that, if they want to sit there and jump all over you for it, that's just because they don't understand what the fuck they're doing, obviously. I mean, this is it's a fluid thing. Football, it's a fluid season. It's week to week, and you try to put things, you know, together from week to week as best as you can. Overall, the Patriots' defense has been not great this year, but it's also had some good moments too.
Yeah, and also, where are the good defenses at? Like,
we saw it yesterday. People, Tennessee, that's really it.
At the beginning of the season, I begged people to tell me how the Rams defense was good. Oh, no, trust me, bro. The Rams defense is so much better than the Patriots defense. Okay, let's see. Yeah, we're going to see about this. Who'd they play yesterday? The Seahawks. 31 points. Is that good? Do you know what Patriots fans would be doing if they had the Rams? If they have Aaron Donald and those kinds of players?
Oh, my God.
They traded for Marcus Peters and they gave up 31 points and almost lost to the Seahawks?
I think that's like it's such a casual thing. People saw all the names go in there. They saw Ndamukong Suh go in there. They saw Marcus Peters go in there. We all know Aaron Donald is just an absolute stud. Maybe the most valuable player on defense in football. You know, I love Vaughn, but Aaron Donald is special. And their defense still sucks, man. Nobody is playing defense, honestly. I'll give Brett Pats credit. He said that a couple months ago. He said, you know, you got to kind of outscore teams. And at this day, and what we saw yesterday was the Patriots couldn't outscore a team. Their offense was terrible. The Titans is surprising. Their defense is so good because it seems like they have like a bunch of mediocre guys. Do the Titans have one star player on defense?
Jarrell Casey. That's really probably it. They just have a bunch of really good guys. They have really good players. Like Adoree Jackson played excellent.
Yeah, he's a talented guy.
Logan Ryan played excellent. Their inside players played. They just played a great game all along. Oh, and by the way, something we just kind of missed. Hey, how about Deion Lewis? How about that guy? What a clown!
What a dickhead!
What an absolute clown! What a clown! Like, absolute clown!
Just an asshole.
Hey, by the way, I was Team Deion last year. When Deion wasn't getting carries, I was like, this is bullshit. Deion Lewis needs to be getting carries. He's a very talented player. And they kept him on the roster. They saved him. And guess what happened to him? He got hurt. Again, always getting hurt. Always in the cold tub. Talking about the Patriots are cheap. If the Patriots are cheap, how come Dwayne Allen's making $3.8 million? Could someone explain this to me?
What is one thing that will get you in the doghouse in New England if you're a running back? Fumbles. What did he do in the AFC Championship game, late in that game? And the guy, the Miles Jack play where he got blown down, he fumbled. So the next week comes, or the Super Bowl comes, he doesn't play as much. That's the name of the game in New England, man. You fumble, you're not going to touch the ball as much. So he talks about how, that's the Patriots. You hit them in the mouth and they fold. What a douchebag comment to make. Of all the shit he said, the Patriots being cheap, all right, man, whatever, pal. You know, that's just – I get that. You know, you're upset they didn't pay you. Dude, to say that they fold, I'm sorry. What the hell did he do in either Super Bowl? He walked out of here with a ring. Do you remember plays that he made in the Super – like, I don't know. I'm just trying to think. You know, obviously 2016 was James
I know some
White.
Plays. I got a play for you. The play was when James White was tired and he came in for a snap. That was the play.
And then he bitched after the Super Bowl that he didn't play. So, I mean, now we're starting to get a taste of who this guy really is. So it's good that he showed his true colors, because he can think that he came out of there yesterday looking like the winner. Really, he just came off looking like an asshole. To call your old former teammates soft and say that they fold, they got you a ring, dude. The Patriots took a chance on you. They gave you a futures contract when nobody wanted anything to do with you. You came into camp. You looked great. You got signed. Got your deal. Got hurt. Patriots kept you around. Had a great couple great years, especially last year. He was so good last year going to the playoffs. And now he's making all these dickhead comments. And I don't come away from it thinking, boy, the Patriots should have kept him. I come away from it thinking, boy, no wonder why the Patriots got rid of him. He's a fucking douchebag. What kind of shit is that to say about your former teammates? Like, what the hell did they do to you, man? Sure, you're mad at the coaches. They didn't pay you. What did your teammates do to have you come out and say they fold when you hit them in the mouth? Like, when your teammates were getting hit in the mouth in big games, they were not folding. The Patriots didn't fold. Even last year in the Super Bowl, they lost. Did they fold against the Eagles?
Yeah, absolutely not.
Like, that game.
Was Deion Lewis in that game?
He was mad after the game. I should have wrote down the quotes. He was so pissed after that game. He felt that.
He's like, oh, they punted once. They really could use me out there, bro. They punted one time. They could have used
it. It's true. Like, I remember Brandon Cooks, I had said something. I said, man, he would have had a great Super Bowl. And everybody made kind of shit on me. And they were right. They said, you know, no, they didn't need Cooks. They were great without him. It's true. They didn't need Cooks in the Super Bowl. So they didn't need Deion Lewis either. They offense wasn't the problem. And I just think of all the comments he made to say, you know, they fold when you hit them in the mouth was just a douchebag thing to say. He didn't come across looking like a winner. What do you have, 2.9 yards per carry, by the way?
Something like that.
Yeah, they should have paid him. Like, I don't know why. Of all the, and then he had that that little gif he shared with the 50 Cent gif. And I'm like thinking, this guy is a bozo, man. Like, what a douchebag. I just thought he came across looking like an asshole, honestly. I don't know. You can see why the Patriots moved on. I don't know if it was just money. I think some of it was probably because he's kind of a douche.
What I just thought of it. We need to put this in. We need to put that gift in our back pocket. We need to save that for later, because once the Titans inevitably lose in the playoffs and the Patriots advance, everyone from Patriots Twitter has to tweet him that 50 cent.
Absolutely.
Thing. Just tweet him it.
We're going to be, we're gonna be getting locked out that night.
Tony Dungy will be like, nah, we ain't having this. I'm Team Deion here.
Deion Lewis doesn't deserve this. What did he do to you guys? Tony Dungy, by the way, one of the most overrated bags of shit ever. Like, yeah, the guy was known as like a choker. He didn't finally win shit till he got Tony Dungy. I'm sorry, Peyton Manning, whatever, you know. But I think I said that last night. When January comes, we got to remember to troll Deion Lewis so hard that our fingers bleed, because I just feel like we need to be relentless. He got his shots in yesterday, you know. But I've always said this, and I believe it, moments pass. This is just a moment. We have this happen all the time. We had it happen in 2016. There was, you know, they lost to Seattle. And it was, oh, this defense sucks balls. And then they win the Super Bowl. Moments pass. Right now, everybody else took a W yesterday. You know, we took an L. What can you do? Deion Lewis, to me, took the biggest L. He might have taken the W, you know, on the field, but he didn't play well. And I know for me, I was a guy that always liked him. I know you always liked him. I just thought he came across looking like such a dickhead.
He really did, man. Really upset me there, Deion. Not happy about it. I'm just going to pin that away, that little gif, and we're absolutely all going to troll the shit out of it. You know what's going to be the funniest part? Is here's what he's going to say. But remember that Week 10 loss you guys had, bro? We handed you that out, bro.
34-10.
Classic.
You said 34-10.
That's my favorite part about football Twitter. I don't think anyone gets it besides the franchises that actually win. The franchises that don't win, after the season, if the Patriots win the Super Bowl, it's like, yeah, well, we beat you in Week 3. Oh, wow. Impressive. Congrats, man. Week 3? What was that, 3 years ago?
That was an impressive win.
In September? Yeah, great job, bro. Hang a fucking banner. Hang a banner. Every time. Jacksonville hanging banners. Deion Lewis hanging banners. What a clown.
I loved it last night. The Eagles lost, and I know some Patriots fans are talking shit. And their only reply to everything is 41-33. I had one kid
every time.
One kid recently, he was talking shit to Patriots fans, and somebody pointed out their record, and he's like, "You guys live in the past." And his Twitter name was 41-33. He's like, "You guys live in the past." Like, the Eagles don't look good to me right now at all, but they can't handle any criticism. They just love to say 41-33. I don't know. Like, good one.
They stink, and they're probably not going to make – they might not make the playoffs. They're supposed to ruin the Patriots dynasty. Now that they had a last-place schedule last year, now they have a first-place schedule, absolutely getting ruined. I love to see it, man. Eagles fans. What a clown show. Lane Johnson, inactive, hurt as usual. You just hate to see that, LB. Lane Johnson having all sorts of fun.
Having a blast.
It's fun, man.
He's having a blast.
It's fun, man.
You know, these PED guys, they get hurt, man. They do. And that was his thing. He got popped for PEDs twice. Now his body's failing him. Whatever. This guy can go fuck himself. Lane Johnson. Another guy that, like, just couldn't handle winning with class at all. Just another douchebag. Deion Lewis, douchebag. A lot of douchebags, man. Holy shit. A lot of douchebags.
That's the NFL, man. That's the NFL. NFL Twitter is absolutely the worst. Hey, by the way, for one second, I want to talk about at Mahomes fans on Twitter.
Just oh, that kid.
You know what? I've never, this summer was, I think it was this summer. No, it was probably in September, maybe. Might have been earlier. Maybe earlier. Well, he would always tweet at Brady to Gordon and just always be in his mentions. And every once in a while, he would tweet him back. And he would just be like, "Oh, Mahomes is the next, blah, blah, blah. We're going to beat the Patriots so bad, blah, blah, blah." And then he started doing fake giveaways. And then the Patriots won. And then he was quiet for a while. And now every time the Patriots lose, he's in my mentions probably 3 times a day. And I just don't respond to him. And then he's like, "Wow, you're so mad, bro." Meanwhile, I'm not responding. And so funny.
You're triggered.
This is NFL Twitter, man.
I triggered you.
Yeah,
you're
got
so
me.
Mad. You're so mad right now, Brace. You're so
mad. You know what you're telling, right? So mad. 43-40. Doesn't even matter. Chiefs can win the Super Bowl, and all you got to say is 43-40.
And you win. You instantly win. Just shut them down.
They'll be like, "Yeah, well, we won the Super Bowl." I don't give a fuck. The Patriots won the Super Bowl in 2014. I still had to hear the score every 2 days. We beat you guys, though. Oh, man. It's like, you guys, NFL Twitter is pretty bad, actually. They have no consistency with shit. And that goes for some Patriots fans, too. You know, you can't even handle just saying that Brady had a bad day. They have to make all these excuses. So give me a break. If Aaron Rodgers did that yesterday, we would be all over his shit, man. We'd be calling him, like, the worst. We'd be clowning Aaron Rodgers so bad. You know, bad days happen. I'm trying to think of what the hell I'm going to do these next 2 weeks. Maybe this is like perfect timing, actually, man. Maybe Patriots Twitter.
It's going to be a productive week if you want it to be. If you want it to be a productive week, this is the week to be productive, man. Get all sorts of stuff done.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'll probably just play video games. Go to work and play video games. That's all I'm going to do, man. I can't watch TV. This sucks. Let everybody have their moment. You know, it'll be they'll be beating the shit out of the Jets in no time. They'll get some big wins. And I know I get pissed off on game day too. You know, I can't sit here and pretend like I'm the most rational person when the Patriots lose on Sundays, because I'm definitely not. But the next day I always wake up and I think to myself, you know what? There's been worse shit. You know, we've ultimately, they're still 7-3. They control their own destiny is kind of how I'm looking at it, because if they went out, they beat Pittsburgh, they get that 2 seed. And really, that's what matters. I'm not really counting on the 1 seed. I just can't see. The Chiefs have some tough games left, but that Mahomes kid.
Oh, and by the way, the narrative that the Chiefs are good in the playoffs, I love that. Where did this come from? Where did the Chiefs playoff juggernaut narrative come from? Like, where is that?
Well, all they do is they blame Alex Smith.
Oh, it was just Alex
That's
Smith,
it. That's yeah. all they do is they just blame Alex Smith. They just say, "Well, we don't have Alex Smith anymore." Well, I'm sorry. Had a 104.7 rate last year. Had a great year. So, you know. Oh, by the way, you know what that tells me, right, Bryson? Mahomes is a system quarterback.
System.
Yep. Mahomes is a system quarterback, man. Joe Montana, Steve Young, system quarterbacks. Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck.
System
quarterbacks. It's a shame. I hate to see it. I hate to see guys like Carson Wentz who, you know, can't win. I guess
stinking up the joint.
Can't win a game.
Hey, I think Nick Foles threw for more yards in the Super Bowl than Carson Wentz has all year.
Holy shit. You're probably right. Nick Foles. Well, dude, somebody, Scott Katzmar, who is usually, you know, brutal. I hate his guts. He had this thing that he put out today about how Nick Foles and Dak Prescott are so much better in the fourth quarter than Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz is like 2-11 in the fourth quarter. Something like that. Some crazy record. People would have to look it up. He's not. It's just a shame to see all these system quarterbacks across the NFL. It makes me sick to my stomach. Makes me sick to my stomach that one of them got 5 rings, been to 8 Super Bowls. Guy's not even good. He fucking sucks. We all saw him yesterday. That guy fucking blows. Tom Brady fucking blows. His little noodle arm. Bag of shit.
LB, something I wanted to do that me and Alonzo do sometimes is we read Christian Black's tweets. We love Christian. And I'm gonna read his pinned tweet because it sums it up perfectly. It says, "The Patriots season is obviously not over. I just like to be dramatic and they suck today, so let me hate them in peace. Thanks." So I'm gonna read some of his tweets. All right. So first of all, his name on Twitter is Pat's Hurt My Soul Season.
That's his name now.
Yeah. <He's>... I just like when he has one word tweets to quote tweets like disgusting. To the Patriots. Mike retweeted something about special teams and he just says disgusting.
I still like that one I heard on your pod a couple weeks ago from him where he like he tags the Patriots and he says, "You guys fucking stink." Like, yeah. You can't say suck. He says fucking stink. I just thought that was funny. You know, his pinned tweet is actually for him, that's pretty good. That's like pretty well thought out.
He said, "I truthfully wish the Pats didn't stink, but here we are."
I wish they didn't stink.
He said, "We're garbage at Patriots. God, just go away at Patriots." All right. This is a thread. Hold on.
A thread?
I'm gonna read. Yeah, this it's not a thread, but it's just like 8 solid tweets without any retweets or anything. This is after his prediction. Here's his prediction. Pats probably struggle with the Titans pass rush early. Then they figure it out. Got to make sure guys like Lewis and Davis don't beat us. But you know, the defense can be ass in all caps. Next tweet. "Are you dead ass in all caps at Patriots?" Next tweet. "I hate you so very much at Patriots."
Holy shit.
Next tweet. "This is disaster. Oh my God." Next tweet. 7-3. "Everybody sucks." Next tweet. GIF of a guy puking.
Which guy puking was it? Was it the guy from, you know, the Team America? Was that the one?
I'm not sure. It's like this guy with the brown hair in the shower. He's like gagging.
Oh, probably. Okay. I think I know the one you mean.
Next tweet. "Defense is ass. Offense is embarrassing. We suck."
Yeah, he's right.
Next tweet. "My God." Next tweet. "I'm embarrassed." Next tweet. "Tom's bad. The O-line is worse. The defense is a travesty."
Wow. I got to hand it to him. I guess none of those are wrong.
I love it. I actually love it. Actually, right now, I'm going to search his name. And I'm going to search defense and just see what comes up.
I got to give him credit. He wasn't wrong. He wasn't wrong about any of those tweets. You know, like I just said, you know, I'm the same way during the games. I'm definitely more, you know, and then I wake up the next day and I feel like a fucking idiot.
He says, "Defense barbecue about to be down. Fuck this defense to fucking oblivion."
He's not wrong.
In all caps. "Fuck this defense and bum ass offense."
Again, man. Holy shit. The offense was bum. I wish I could sit here and tell you he's wrong. Yesterday was. He's sounding pretty spot on with all these tweets right now.
Man, it's so funny. He said, "I actually have to say, aside from being ass that one drive, the defense has done its job." And then there was the meme of the girl in the college game looking at the camera. He says, "When you remember, you have to root for the Pats defense."
That girl's cute, by the way.
I think people figured out who she was. She's pretty hot, man. I remember when I first saw her, I was like, damn, she's not bad looking. You know, she could get it. She could get it. He says, remembering when you had to vote for the Patriots defense.
He says, fuck Matt Patricia's bum ass.
Does he have any Brian Flores tweets? Has he ripped Brian Flores at all?
You know, I don't hear Brian Flores really get – his name doesn't – I think what works out okay for Flores is that Belichick's kind of taking a more hands-on approach.
Oh, wait. Oh, man. Okay, here we go. Brian Flores is my second follower, quote tweet from Mike Reese. And letting Flores shine. Okay. He says – okay, and this is after the preseason, I guess. Positive takeaway. Flores on his worst day, greater than Patricia.
I can sense that these are going to get progressively worse and worse. I can feel it.
They are. You know what? The funny thing about Brian Flores, actually, that hasn't come to fruition, and it almost, if the Patriots were just good in this game on defense, it probably would have come to fruition. Alonzo and I predicted that what would happen in the media is, since Brian Flores wasn't the defensive coordinator, Stephen A. Smith, if the Patriots, like by this week, I would say, after this game, if they strung up a bunch of good games on defense, the narrative would be, you know, Stephen A. Smith, you know, it's just funny that Brian Flores isn't the defensive coordinator in name. It's just funny. That's all I'm saying. It's just funny.
I'm not saying there's anything to it, but there might be something to it.
Okay.
Might be racist.
Could be.
Might be racist, Max. Might be racist.
Look, I'd be lying to you if I said it didn't cross my mind at some point. If I said, man, they couldn't wait to give that position to Matt Patricia. Brian Flores comes along like, ah, look, I think I'm going to run the show from here on out. But honestly, Brian Flores is lucky because I feel like he doesn't catch a lot of heat. Matt Patricia got a lot of heat, man. I think it was him being like a big fat slob. People just looking at him like, this guy is just a fucking mess. He's got that like big beard. He's all out of shape and shit. And then, I mean, he had all those
man, my favorite
come
part
out this offseason. Matt Patricia, I don't know. He's a piece of work.
Man, he is. The worst part was when you heard the foghorn, and then they would pan to him, and he'd have the pencil in his ear, and he'd have that damn, you know, that look on his face he'd have on third down. He'd have that look like, I don't know what the fuck's going on this down. I'm going to drop about 10 players. I'm going to rush a corner, Trey Flowers. Your ass is in coverage. Everyone else, coverage, corner. You're just going to rush the passer. Let's go. That was third down, foghorn. Every single time, Matt Patricia face is absolutely classic.
Did you think he was a good defensive That's coordinator, man? I really didn't.
I'm sick of Matt Patricia. I hate talking about him.
I think he's like a big bag of shit raper, you know?
I really hated after the Super Bowl when Matt Patricia was talking about packages. I don't know if you saw it.
I doubt I did. I didn't really tune into much TV for a while after that Super Bowl loss. So I probably didn't see it.
Actually, I have the picture right now on Patriots. I don't know how I didn't get suspended for this. Let me find it.
I'm surprised Christian's not blocked by the Patriots yet.
the Patriots did a Periscope after. They did a little video after, I believe, and Matt Patricia got on there and was talking about like packages and stuff as the reason why Malcolm Butler didn't play. And it was just a fucking train wreck, to say the least.
I've always said that the Malcolm Butler situation was not as simple as his play. There was more to it. It was his play, the combination of some stuff going on behind the scenes. Somebody made a great point yesterday. They think that Belichick and Malcolm Butler had like a wink, wink, gentleman's agreement, you know, not to shit on each other. Nobody's going to say anything to the media. Belichick won't talk about it. Malcolm won't talk about it. Because Malcolm actually, you know, he was pretty classy yesterday after the game, whereas Dion acted like a total asshole. Malcolm was pretty classy after their win. So Malcolm's a guy that I love Malcolm, man. I'm not going to pretend like he was a great player last year. He was pretty bad, but I love the guy. I hope he does well. I do. He acted classy. That went a long way a long way for me. Dion acted like a punk. I just didn't like it. Is all of his shit talking, like, you didn't even do anything, man. You know?
No. Hey, I found the picture. It's a Periscope, and it's Bill Belichick. It might be right after the game, and it's like, You know how you can comment, you can make the little comments and they show up?
Yeah.
I made one. And thank God I changed my handle. It says, Matt Patricia can get AIDS.
I'm surprised he didn't. Hasn't by now. Are we sure he doesn't have AIDS? I mean, he looks sick.
Man, I'm gonna send you this picture after. I made a picture and I made it my profile picture for like a week. It's a picture of Matt Patricia like with his head turtled into his shirt, and it says Malcolm No, and it says Rockets with the heart, and it says Genius.
He's a genius, all right. Man. Oh, man, how did they lose to that guy? This is something I DM'd you about. Boy, have they struggled against Mike Vrabel, Matt Patricia, even Tom Coughlin. You know, he goes back a ways now, his Belichick ties. Bill O'Brien is like the one dude who can't beat the Patriots. Even Eric Mangini? Yeah, he had a win with Cleveland. Like, Bill O'Brien is the one dude that cannot figure out the Patriots. He should be ashamed of himself at this point, honestly. It's funny, too, because you're talking about kid Christian, that kid Alex. Have you ever seen his basketball tweets, like, about the Suns? That kid's going to end up blowing his brains out one day, man. He's like a big Suns fan, and they suck so bad. I just feel bad for people like that. Like, we're over here, like, the sky's falling 7-3. These other people, they root for absolute dog shit. I don't know how people do it.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. We're going to find out in a few years.
It's most of the people.
We're going to come on this podcast. They're going to be like 2-7 at the bye. And we're going to be like, why are the Patriots trying to win games?
They should be trying to lose.
Why are they trying to win? They should be tanking. What is Bill is so senile? He has Alzheimer's. There's no way. Still he's got to get too. Out of here.
He probably will be, man.
You totally.
He'll have like a walker and shit. He'll be mad old. He'll still be coaching and.
You know what's going to happen is he's going to desperately try to prove his legacy without Brady. Brady leaves, and Bill stays, but the team is actually bad. And then he's like a guy who can't leave the blackjack table. He's just like, no, wait, guys, I know I'm 85, but I'm gonna get to 500 without Brady. You'll see. He'll be like Joe Paterno.
Do this.
You'll see, guys.
I got this. He'll try to bring Jimmy G back. He'll wrangle a trade.
Jimmy's like, what the Bill? I'm 50.
The good thing is,
can't do this anymore.
Belichick's been throwing a lot of games on purpose the past couple years to own the libs, like you said last time. So maybe he'll cut that shit out. Maybe once, you know, maybe he'll cut the crap. He owned him enough. Enough is enough, Bill. Can somebody get that? I don't think he has Twitter or what do you call it? FaceTime, I think he used to call it, or my face and shit.
My face, snap face.
I don't know why somebody didn't create that app by now, by the way. I mean, it's not a bad name. My face. You really think about it.
Probably get sued.
Probably would get sued. Probably by him too. He seems petty like that. He seems like the kind of guy.
You ever hear this? There's a story, and it was about the Patriots called a team. I don't know what the player was. The Patriots called a team, and they were wanting to trade away a player. And the GM, or maybe they cut. I think they cut a player. They cut a player. GM from another team signs a player. They call Bill after, and they're like, you know, what's going on with this guy? Why'd you cut this guy? And Bill was like, I'm just sick of this shit.
Really? I never heard that.
Yeah, Kevin Clark told it on the Ringer podcast.
Oh, shit. I think I lost him. Oh.
You there?
I'm hearing like a noise.
You didn't lose any.
I don't know. I just heard a noise. Did you hear the beeping sound? You can edit that out, right?
I heard someone. We're not editing anything.
Oh, God.
I heard something.
I don't know what that was.
By the way, I got to tell you something. I got to get this off my chest. It's been bugging me. Man, I told you I went to sleep late. I have these weird continuous dreams about airplanes and airplane crashes. I don't know why. I'm just really afraid of airplanes. I've traveled the world. Jesus. I'm still afraid of airplanes. It's sickening, afraid of airplanes. Well, you know our boy, I think his handle's @CVO3.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I interact with him some, you know, every once in a while, but not like I'm thinking about this dude at all. Well, last night I had a dream. Okay. And I'm walking in a field. I see a plane crash and I'm like, okay, that was weird. But then this dude that we just said is there in my dream. And he's like severely hurt. And I woke up and I was like, oh my God, what is going on?
Sounds like you have some issues, man.
I think the plane was the Patriots.
Oh God. Symbolic Boom. Of how shit went yesterday, Boom. Man. Holy hell. That's actually pretty funny.
I told him, I DM'd him because I always have weird dreams and always like think they mean stuff. I was like, man, I don't know what the hell is going on in your life, but I had this dream and you were in it. I hope you're okay, man. And he's like, yeah, I'm okay. That's weird, though. I was like, yeah.
That's Sammy. He's actually a good shit. He's a good kid. I call him a kid.
I call everybody kid now. He's like 24 with kids. But he's a good shit. That's pretty fucking weird. Oh, man. What did he say to you?
He's like, man, what?
I'm not going to lie weird. To you, man.
Maybe wow. you should get that shit checked out. I don't know if you've ever heard of night terrors.
Oh, I have night terrors.
Dude,
I have
them all that's, time. Ugh, that sounds scary. I think that's what fucked up Robin Williams' head. Yeah, night terrors. I think it's really what happened. He started thinking shit was real.
Yeah, good thing I actually know that it's not real. But I used to have them all the time. And it used to happen when I used to take naps, like on the couch, I would get night terrors. But I would just freeze up. I hallucinated a couple times. But there was other times. I think it was when I first started coaching basketball. And I was in school and I was working. I was doing all this stuff. And I was just kind of stressed out. I would have nights where I would sit up. And I would talk like I was taught, like I would be talking to like the team, or I'd be talking to like the people at my work. And I would just talk and talk, and I would be totally, I'd know I was awake, and I'd be talking, and I'd catch myself. I would be sitting up and I'd wake up and be like, what the fuck just happened? Like I had a dream once where I sat up, and I'm telling you about the airplane things, man. Airplane
scary. Freaking
out. I sat up and I don't know why, but this might be the funniest thing ever. I sat up and I was hallucinating that there was a woman at the end of my bed, but she was security, like for an airport. And I sat up and I instantly started emptying my pockets. And I was like, well, shit, I'm at fucking security now. I started emptying my pockets. It's like 1 a.m. Started emptying my pockets. And like I saw her clearly right there. Went right back to bed. There it was.
I'm not going to lie. I think you need that.
You hate to see this. You hate to see that. That hasn't happened to me as much as I'm like, man, this freaking bitch, man. She's trying to take all my shit right here.
So that really happened to you yesterday. The Patriots got their asses kicked. And then you try to get a good night's sleep. I'll sleep this one off. Just a bad day. You wake up in the midst of, like, who was that? Remember that drummer? He got his nuts burned off. The dude from Blink 182.
Got like his whole bottom half burned. I've never been on a plane, and I don't think I want to, bro, because he got his balls like burned off his body. What's the point of living after that?
Oh man, the fuck!
What is the point of? How do you go on after you get your balls burned off?
I know that.
How, like, fuck airplanes, man. Seriously. I've never fucked with airplanes. I don't know how people do it.
Honestly.
I don't either, man. I actually had, where was I going? It was just a short trip, like a 40-minute flight, a regional airport, not a big airport, not a big airplane. I mean, I'm telling you, I've flown to Australia. I've been to Alaska. I've been to Australia twice. So I mean, I've flown on some planes. I've got some experience. And for some reason, this time, I had started getting these night terrors about plane wrecks, and which would tell me not to get on the plane. But I got on the plane. I had a panic attack on the plane.
Panic attacks, no joke, man.
I've never had a panic. I was hyperventilating. I was like, everyone's like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? This fucking 21-year-old kid's over here.
Oh, man, dude.
I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna die, aren't we? And everyone's like, no, this is pretty relatively fine, pretty normal for. I'm like, oh fuck, no, we're dying.
The next
fuck.
Time you're about to get on an airplane, do like the opposite. Watch Final Destination. You know what I mean? Watch some crazy. You've actually tried that? What about We Are Marshall? Just try that one.
No. The first time I went to Australia, I was like 15 years old.
Austria?
Australia.
Holy shit.
That's the accent. Australia. First time I went to Australia, we get there, and I freaked out the whole way there. I freaked out. Like, I had a cross chain at the time, and I was holding it, like, for 18 hours. Just hold the thing the whole time. Everything was completely fine. But we get there. It's, like, day or two before we leave. And I'm watching this documentary on, like, black boxes and plane crashes. And now, I consistently, like, there's this YouTube channel about plane crashes. If you're a solid, they're, like, animated plane crashes. And, like,
This is why you're so fucked up.
Man, I'll get a baby, like, man, I'm just gonna watch 5 plane crashes tonight. Man, it seems like
what's going on with you? Oh, I've been having night terrors real bad. I don't know what's the cause of it.
Well, what'd you do last night?
Let's see.
I jerked off. I watched Patriots football breakdowns. I watched YouTube highlights. Oh, Tom Brady. No, I was watching plane crashes. Bunch of fucking. Dude, you gotta stop watching this shit. Sounds like it's having like a real impact on your life. Like it's affecting.
I haven't watched them in a while. The worst thing I do is probably in between classes, I'll just go to the library and watch Game Pass. Like this morning, I know I was giving you guys a play-by-play update of what's going on in the game. I'm just in the library. People are walking by me like, the fuck is this dude doing? He's in the fucking library watching.
Be like that chick. What the hell is that hot blonde chick with the huge titties. The one that, she was making pornos in the library. She was pretty cool.
Way cooler than me. I can promise.
Patriots
you
breakdowns. Yeah, you were making everybody sick.
Like, oh,
they're like, what the fuck is wrong with this dude? This is insane.
What are you watching on YouTube? What are you watching, Bryson?
Bro, it's
you never believe it. This you know. Speaking of all this, have you ever seen that show, A Thousand Ways to Die?
Dude, that's a good show.
I've seen this show. You know. I don't know. I like it, but I just don't like it.
The real aspect
like
to it.
I like some of them, but I don't.
I've only had one day where I can honestly say I sat there and watched it consistently, and some of the stories were actually pretty funny, but then it hits you that it really happened too. Like I don't know, man. Maybe you should stop watching plane crash videos. I feel like it's not good for your psyche. You know what I mean?
Like I said, man, I haven't watched them in a while. I think I actually watched like every single plane crash video there ever was. Like if there was a trivia game on like plane crashes, like just like if anyone knows one plane crash scenario, just like vaguely tweet me the details and I'll tweet you back what day it was and when it happened, what exactly happened and what was the cause of it, because that's how many times
I've
watched it.
Now that we're talking about this will happen. I'm surprised that you don't see more plane crashes in sports, considering the amount of teams, college, professional.
I promise. Do you remember the basketball player that couldn't fly?
Yeah, what was his name? Royce. I would be, something. Was it Royce something or Bryce something?
Yeah, it was Royce something. I couldn't do it, man. Like I'm joking about planes, but like I'm telling you, I can't do it. I could not. Could you fly 4 times in a week? Like I just couldn't do it. There's no way. I mean, maybe. Probably not. Probably
I don't like
not.
Driving 4 times in a week.
Probably not.
You know?
I
don't like getting on.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. We're just gonna like jump inside of this completely safe plane, and we're just going to let someone else drive us 4 times a week. And by the way, if we crash, we're all fucking dead. It'll be
There's
all
right. There's nowhere to go.
4 times a week.
I mean, I watched that movie, We Are Marshall, and that was like a really good one. And it just... the way that like everything's on fire. That's what happened to that dude. The drummer was he got up and he did something. He got covered in gasoline from his legs down. So he immediately went up in flames. I don't know how people survive. If you survive remember there was a crash a couple years ago. Wasn't it a soccer team? And I remember some guy that worked for the NFL, the Patriots actually went after this dude, their Patriots verified account. The guy tweeted like, the great thing about the NFL is that a team could get killed in a plane crash and the NFL could just funnel in players because there's so much talent. And the Patriots quoted his tweet and they were like, that's totally disrespectful. I can't believe you would say such a thing at this moment. They went right after this dude. And it turned out this dude had a hand in, I think, the Deflategate punishment, or he had worked for the league at some point, maybe during Spygate. So they just ripped this guy apart and I think he deleted the tweet. It was some verified account. Now I got to try to find this. But it was hilarious. They went right after this dude like, you're a piece of shit.
How dare you? Welcome to plane crash talk.
Yeah, welcome to plane crash. I have a lot of experience in this. I have like a PhD in plane crashes, in case anyone's wondering.
What's this? This kid tagged us in some, that kid Nick. I don't even know how to read his last fucking name. It's like the most Italian name. Some... Gammiatione. It's so Italian. In case you need to know how much Nathan sucks. Oh, well, we already know Nathan Peterman sucks, man. That's not like, you know. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that was about.
Back to plane crash talk.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think we need to get off of this, because pretty soon I'm gonna wake up in a sweat, and it's for me. You know what the funny thing was? It was like a futuristic plane. It was like a futuristic plane, just like crashed. Like, and for, and the wild part was like I was telling everybody that I was okay. Like, there's people around me. It took off.
You're pulling limbs out of the thing. Like, look, I'm fine. This guy, I don't know about this guy. I'm a little worried.
No, I was on the ground. I was on the ground, bro. Like, I saw it. I was standing there, and people were like, "Oh, what the fuck's happening?" Because I was getting pretty close.
Was CVO okay?
I don't know where
it was. Was he like dead? He was on fire.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. He wasn't even on the plane. But like, I see the. Listen, LB. I saw the plane. It goes towards the mountains, and people are like, "Oh my god, it's gonna crash!" I was like, "Dude, I'm starting to remember now." Shit. I was like, "No, you." I was like, "You guys don't understand. You guys don't understand. It's gonna be okay. This is supposed to happen." Then it crashed.
Everything's fine. Everybody relax.
This is gonna happen in real life. You're not gonna know the difference between real life and like. You're just gonna be so calm and cool.
Everybody, stay calm.
Looking at you, you guys are a bunch of pussies. Oh my god! Holy shit!
This plane is 1,000 feet from the ground. I'm like, nah, trust me.
And now
me,
you're dragging other people into your dreams too.
Trust me, this is okay.
I like how you said that you were gonna crash into the mountains, because don't you live in like the mountains? I know West Virginia's a lot of mountains.
I did. Yeah, there's some mountains. I think it was, I don't know where it was. It was very mountainous. There was no runway. I should have known from the start. But I was like, nope. You know what, guys? I know there's no runway, and the plane's like just driving toward this mountain. It's okay. You guys don't understand.
You know something?
I'm the plane expert.
College football is pretty clever with their names. The West Virginia Mountaineers. I mean, the Florida Gators. Some of them are pretty accurate. You know. Those are the only two I can think of, but that's good enough for me. Honestly, the West Virginia Mountaineers. Now you're dragging other people into your dreams and shit. You're gonna be like the Freddy Krueger soon of fucking Twitter. Like, oh, I had a dream last night. You had that dream too, bro?
People are gonna be like, oh no, what the fuck?
You're gonna be, that's you, man. You're gonna be like ruining people's lives. Now this kid Sammy's probably gonna have awful fucking nightmares for the next 2 months. Bryson, I had a dream last night that I died in a plane crash. You'd be like, oh, not me, man. I had a dream I was fucking Halle Berry. I don't know where you got those dreams from, bro. See ya. I like how you know him too. Like, when you saw him in your dream, you're like, yo, CVO3, is that you? Underscore.
Underscore. No, that's the wildest thing, man. Because like I don't like really know what he looks like aside from this picture. But like somehow I knew it was him. I was like, man, that's
CVO. For
him. I know him. I know him. I know him. No, I didn't. That didn't cross my mind once. I was like, man, I know that guy. That's that one guy.
Is he
I
okay?
I definitely
pulled like half of his body out of her.
He was not okay. He was not okay.
Are you okay?
His head falls off.
No, trust me, guys. It's completely fine. It's completely fine.
CVO, are you okay, bro?
LB, I'm glad you came on to airplane talk today. Airplane talk.
We love it.
If you don't finish this last 20 minutes and laugh, fuck you. Just ask, if you didn't finish all the way here, just
you missed out on the best part.
This is quality. Do you think Ben Volen's giving you this content? No, Ben Volen's is probably somewhere sucking some kind of Miami Dolphins dick, talking about the Patriots suck.
Fucking Patriots, bunch of pussies. You know, Ben Volen, what a fucking little weasel. Oh, that's a guy. You're right. You know, next time we should start off with plain talk. I feel like once we got going, I started feeling, you know, like kind of, I can't even explain it. Like, you just get in one of those moods where you're just laughing about shit. Next week on Plane Talk, we'll have to start off with with your latest nightmares, your latest night terrors.
Like, I'm gonna purposely give myself nightmares from now on. I'm just gonna purposely do it. I'm just gonna start giving myself nightmares. Take some melatonin, have some fucking wild dreams.
Fuck it, just embrace it.
Dream about Ben.
Have you tried being like the hero in all the dreams? Like you said, everybody else is freaking out. You're like, look, this is totally normal. In the mountains.
Shit's like blowing up everywhere. I'm like, no, God, trust me. I'm the one having this dream. Everything.
Trust me, I did a lats workout earlier. I could tell you if this was serious. This isn't too bad. I'm a pretty strong guy. Everything's going to be fine. Bryson's here. You guys might know me, Bryson NFL. Follow me on Twitter. Fuck! Like, dude, I just pray to God that this shit does not... I don't know. Now I have a bad feeling that we talked about this so much that some crazy shit's going to happen with a plane in the next couple of days. Some crazy shit. We're gonna have the FBI banging down our doors.
We're going to have my dad banging down.
Oh, that's right. Your dad works for the FBI, right? You're basically, do you like that show American Dad too?
That's exactly what the
hell. Dude, I love that show, man. I used to think that show sucked until you actually start watching it. It's actually a great show.
Actually, real quick before we end, I know this is a long one, but I don't care. It's funny. The funniest thing I think I ever heard my dad say, my dad's a really funny guy. He's like me, but he gets so serious sometimes. I remember when I was younger, I bought an anonymous mask. You know those.
Yeah, masks? From what's it called? The movie, The Purge, right?
V for Vendetta.
Oh, that's right, V for Vendetta. Yeah, I got you now. Okay.
But I got one of those masks. I think I was probably 18. I was fresh out of high school, and I thought it was cool getting those masks. All of us got those masks, but. At the time, I wanted to work for the FBI, and, you know, Anonymous is so anti-government, and my dad saw me. He sits me down, and he's like, Bryson, what the fuck are you doing? My dad, who rarely, rarely cusses at me, I'm like, what? He's like, do you want to work for the government someday? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, get that fucking mask off, throw it away, get that fucking shit out of here, and stop being a fucking idiot.
That honestly, that sounds like my dad when I was a kid one time, I think. For Christmas, I asked for like a Marshall Faulk jersey when he was on the Colts because I lived on this neighborhood where we all love sports and I was like the only Patriots fan. And I grew up in Mansfield, Mass. So, you know, you would think before 2001, don't be fooled. Even in Massachusetts, there were a lot of Patriots haters and I used to get talked shit to. So, I remember one Christmas, I was finally like, you know, maybe I'll just get like a player from another team. And I put it on my Christmas list and my dad was fucking yelled at me. I swear to God, he like yelled at me like, I don't know why you would ever do that. I'm not going to ever buy you that shit. That will never come in the house. And he just gave me so much shit. I got to say, like, you know, that's a good thing kids are here for. He'll yell at us about dumb ass shit. Who would think an anonymous mask would be a big deal? Like, I didn't even know why I was getting yelled at. I just wanted a piece of clothing.
Yeah, I didn't realize I committed treason in the process.
You're worse than...
Before I knew it, I was in front of the FBI.
You're worse than... Osama, dude, you're worse.
There are people. There are bad people in this world.
Worse than Belichick.
I'll tell you, like people.
How can I explain this to my children someday? My dad's gonna sit my kids down and be like, "Listen, guys, I know you're going through. It seems like you're going through a rough patch, but just remember, your fucking idiot dad one time committed treason against the government. Well, what did he do, Grandpa? He bought that goddamn anonymous mask like a piece of fucking shit terrorist communist.
Dude, think about this sometimes.
Communist bastard.
Do you ever stop and think that the people that raise you, that you know like nothing about them, really think about how much you know? Like, your dad was probably crazy as shit before he got, you know, before he became 18, whatever. I bet you he was crazy as shit. We just don't know what our parents were doing. And they raise us, dude. You're getting raised by like child molesters. They did. You would never know it. You know, we really just don't know.
They really did raise us. They really did. I can confirm.
Doesn't make sense, man. It's kind of fucking crazy.
LB, love to have you on the pod, man. It's good to see it. Love getting the venting out. Didn't shit on the Patriots too much. Got some plain talk in. Hope everyone doesn't have nightmares if you're listening to this late, which maybe you are, maybe you're not. Hope you don't have nightmares. I might.
Oh, yeah, I'm probably done now too. Thanks.
Yep. We'll just have to hashtag it airplane talk and just tag me in it. If you have a nightmare, just hashtag it.
Oh my god, we're gonna be giving out a lot of nightmares tonight. We probably just jinxed.
We definitely are.
Who that would probably happen to, like the Nets, the Brooklyn Nets or something.
Okay, we're putting it out into the universe now. We're doing bad
things.
Yeah,
we're speaking it into existence. That's my bad.
All right, LB, thanks for coming on the pod, man. Really,
thank you, man. Anytime, brother. You got it.
All right, bye. See you later, bro.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.